With the outbreak of World War II, there began the upheaval of millions of people across the whole of Europe, affected by either forceful removal from their countries by occupying German forces during the war, or changed political circumstances in their own countries. More than 7 million people found themselves to be displaced persons, housed in camps throughout Germany, Austria and Switzerland, awaiting repatriation. These refugees came from everywhere, from Latvia, Lithuania and Estonia, bordering the Baltic Sea. People came who fled to Germany as the Russian army invaded their lands in 1943. Many thousands came from Czechoslovakia, Hungary and the Balkan countries, also fleeing the advancing Soviets. People came from Poland and the Ukraine. They'd been taken as teenagers to Germany, often forcibly, to work for the German war effort, producing food and munitions. Millions eventually returned home, but more than 1 million people in these occupation zones had nowhere to go. As for them, home no longer existed. In Europe, people generally found camp life to be a monotonous existence. Children went to school, there were dances, poetry readings and concerts organised. Couples met and married while living in the camps and children were born. But as the years passed, they had no control over their lives as they waited to be processed for resettlement. Vladislav Danicheski found himself in Bremen after the war, where he'd spent 3 years as a slave worker, first in a camp and then later for a farmer. He was still at school when he'd been taken from his home in what was then the Polish Ukraine to work in factories for the German war effort. Brunhilde Danicheski says her family lost everything. They had to leave with what they carried, a small suitcase, not able to sell their property, and had to start again. A relationship between a German and a Pole during the war was forbidden, as Vladislav explains.
Wartime, we didn't know each other.
Oh,
it all happened after a war. Okay. Because if any foreign man, especially from Poland. East Poland, Russia, Ukraine, that known one German woman, he would be hanged or put in a cassette. And the German woman, which had anything to do with that man, she would have been proclaimed as anti-government.
So you knew each other before the war?
No. So that's what I'm trying to explain.
Yep.
If I would have known her, I would have been hanging on the rock somewhere.
So when did you meet?
After a war.
After the war.
Yeah, after a war, yeah.
Whereabouts did you meet?
My husband came back, he was in Bremen, was working there.
So after a war, I decided I go home.
So you met under those circumstances?
Yeah, that's right.
After the war.
Yeah. So when did you get married?
West of Germany, when all did go around.
I would not stay in Poland.
Did you speak Polish at that stage?
No.
I could say please, good day and good morning and
bread and milk.
Yes, I got always milk from Polish farmer. But we straight away when we met, it was just like that. We go to West when possible.
Did you speak German?
Oh yeah.
So you could communicate, obviously.
Oh yeah. That's easy.
You see, I was already 3 years. 3 years, though, in Germany already before as a slave worker there.
Mm. Bremen, North Germany.
In a camp, was it, or?
Well, first in a camp and then. Run away again from camp and did go to farmer, got a job by farmer.
At the age of 14, Stefanie Smolera was taken from her home in Poland to a farm in Germany, where she worked for 2 years before being taken to a camp for displaced persons. She was there 8 months before she met the man she would marry.
I was 18 when I was married.
Is he Polish?
He is Polish too. Mm-hmm. Because it's very hard to find another language, just only Polish.
So you were married in the camp?
Then we married in the camp.
Okay, what was that like? Did you How did you do that?
How I do that? I borrowed the dress. My husband punch a bike, sell for the meat. He make it by himself, the vodka or somehow you call it, and we make it a wedding.
That's lovely. And did you have some friends come? And
just a few friends, and there's no family or nothing, just only friends.
Yeah. So how old was your husband at this?
Oh, my husband was 7 years older than me. Okay. I was 24, right. 23.
And what was he doing in the camp? Just working on the farm as well?
He's on the farm too. Mm-hmm. He was on the farm too. He was working very hard.
Okay. So by the time it came for you to choose where to go, did you have any children at that stage?
We have already two.
Two children?
Yeah, that. Two children, and we have three children. Oh. But one is died in Germany.
In the camp?
In the camp, mm-hmm. It was sad.
Yeah, yeah.
And you left somebody.
Yeah.
Stephanie Smolera. We also heard from Brunhilde and Vladislaw Danicheski. Background information from the book We Came With Nothing by Anne Sinan.